Well, I suppose the simplest thing, although the most expensive and time-consuming, is just the physical plant has changed a great, great deal. You know, the school is, in terms of bricks and mortar, I think poised for providing the best type of environment for students of the future. What I think is much more subtle and has taken longer and perhaps was less expensive, but time-consuming, was just the spirit of the place. I hope I've tried to point the school in the direction of the future in terms of expectations of artists of the future, or artists of today for that matter, engaged individuals who feel a responsibility to work within communities, to be really advocates for the arts in communities large and small around the world, to be comfortable performing in unorthodox or non-traditional venues, to be empathetic and sensitive to the needs of individuals who may not really know how the classical arts work. How do you develop programs that engage large portions of our citizenry in the United States? Today's artists have a responsibility beyond the stage to make a difference in how society values the arts and how we need to be proactive in making our government and our school boards and our parents and certainly our children be involved in the artistic process.
So you're going to be in Middlebury for a fairly large event, the unveiling of their new Steinway. And can you give us a little preview of your address? What are some topics that you're hoping to hit on or points to get across?
President Leibowitz asked me to develop a talk having to do with the relationship of liberal arts studies to arts, to traditional art studies, and what I'm calling the human experience. So why the study of the arts makes you a more sensitive, more empathetic, more well-rounded individual. And this is a theme that, unfortunately, it doesn't have enormous currency in the public schools of the United States from K through 12, nor in the universities these days, just along with humanities. Everything is so vocationally driven that the value of the study of humanities that you'd see at Middlebury, or the study of the arts, the performing arts that you'd see at Juilliard, you know, are perceived as outliers. But in fact, as far as I'm concerned, they're at the very heart of what human society is all about.